Tropical storm systems and even hurricanes make landfall in Texas pretty regularly, but by the time the storm gets to North Texas, it's usually not very impressive anymore. I talked to Mark Fox, meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, about how radar reveals Tropical Depression Bill's unusual personality.
You don't see the beautiful circulation in the bands on the radar like we are seeing this time around. So most of the time, by the time it makes it up to us, it's just this big blob of rain that used to be a storm.
And you know, Justin, this rain just felt different. I'm from Florida, and this is what we dealt with a lot of June afternoons.
Courtney, we've seen a lot of rain today. Lighter, misty pockets, then heavier downpours. What does this mean for waterlogged North Texas?
Well, Fox says the one good thing about tropical showers is the rain doesn't fall and then all immediately run off. But rain is rain. Reservoirs around here are already full. Lakes and rivers will rise and go over spillways. The situation might not be quite as bad as it was at the end of May, but flood watches and warnings stretch from the Texas Gulf Coast all the way to Illinois. And while this storm system is different than the standard in North Texas, the area's in familiar record-breaking territory.
We have received a little over 2 inches of rain at DFW Airport. That's a record for June 17th. And how many lightning strikes have you heard? None. There's hardly any. That's one of the big things that's different about tropical storm rains and our typical rain showers.
So as fascinating as this tropical weather is, when does it clear out of here?
We've got about another day of dreary. The rain's going to stick around for the rest of the day and night, and Thursday starts off pretty bleak. But Fox says by tomorrow afternoon, Bill will have more or less moved on, and we'll start to see the sun again.
KERA's Courtney Collins. Thanks.
Anytime, Justin.